علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the sermon number 3, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, in some parts of it, explains about the problems that he faced because he took the step of fighting against oppression in the society, which was one of the main reasons why he took over the governance. And he said that a few people broke their covenants, and we saw that these people were such because they felt that they were privileged because of some of the past records that they had in terms of serving the society and the community. And we said that whenever in a movement, some of the forerunners of that movement start to feel that they are privileged and they need to be served, then know that this revolution has started to fall and has started to plummet. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, he continued his path of steadfastness, and he didn't care about anyone. He cared about the truth, and he cared about performing the right action and the right thing. And therefore, you notice that, you see, these oppositions started to come towards him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to this episode. We were talking about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he continued the path of steadfastness and truth. He did not care about what people expected from him. Of course, those expectations were just based on some fake privileges that people had, drawn for themselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam knew these people, and they also knew Imam Ali alayhi salam very well. And the reason why they knew him, of course, the thing that makes you realize that they knew him well is that immediately after Imam Ali alayhi salam came to power, we noticed that these people, they slowly and gradually, they began to flee from him. This was how it was. When they saw how people, came fervently towards the door of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they started to express their natural and innate need for a true leader, a leader that's going to save them, a savior. And they realized that everyone knew now that the only person who can save them is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now they thought that, what will they do? How will they save that position that they had and that special privilege that they thought they possessed? So now, could they call people to come to their door, to their house? Of course not. People who are not going to go to these other companions' doors. They were not going to go there because they knew who they were and how they were. So their political mind, their political, intellect told them that they should go also to Imam Ali alayhi salam and they should pledge allegiance to him. But they knew that Imam Ali is that very firm, strong, and uncompromising soldier, and who is going to firmly perform an established God's word in the community. And he is not going to, even for a slight, moment, turn away from the path of the law of God. And he's not going to bend. Words like, we are cousins and we are old friends and we have some special rights and these are just normal people, we are different. Well, these words are not going to affect Imam Ali alayhi salam. They knew that. So they were prepared and they wanted to perform a political maneuver, but of course they were not successful.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the fact that there were these groups of people from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ who unfortunately started to feel specially privileged after the Prophet ﷺ's death, and especially during the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they had some expectations. And of course, they knew that Imam Ali alayhi salam is not going to pay heed to such wrong and false expectations. And they knew that Imam Ali alayhi salam will not be fooled, and Imam Ali alayhi salam will just tell them to go away. Because Imam Ali was much more smarter, much more politically astute than them. They came to Imam Ali alayhi salam to perform some political discussions, and they wanted to realize and understand, will Imam Ali alayhi salam listen to us? They wanted to know, is there a fissure through which they could pass in and perform what they want to do and still maintain that special privilege that they had? When they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, their intention was to tell them, look, this privilege that we had, leave it to us, let us be what we are, the way we were before. And Imam Ali alayhi salam knew exactly why they had come. The very night when these two companions came to him to speak to him and to give their suggestions, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam also performed a very powerful political move. With a special, with a special political tinge to it, he turned off one of the candles, and they were surprised. They asked, "Oh Ali, why have you turned off the candle?" And he says that this is the candle of the government's treasury, and what you have come to discuss with me is something beyond that. Therefore, I will turn on my personal candle. And this move by Imam Ali alayhi salam got the record straight with him, and they realized that there is no jokes here. There are no jokes here, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is firm about his role and his duty of fighting against oppression. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa taala that He gives us the ability to bear this powerful, wonderful governance that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have kept in mind for the Ummah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Muhammadun
شهيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه